This is the voice of Contract Management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou, and we're going to start with an update on a new indictment by DOJ. And Yuan, why don't you tell us about the developments?
Thanks, Peter. On June 23rd, a federal grand jury returned an indictment against Army contractor Invisticom and two of its executives in connection with their participation in a fraudulent scheme that deprived the government of competition and made false representations in furtherance of that conspiracy. Now, according to the indictment, the defendants conspired to prepare and secure sham pricing quotes from third-party companies that were intentionally higher than Invisticom's proposals to ensure that the government issued sole-source awards to Invisticom. The defendants also allegedly coordinated with an unnamed government employee who acted as a co-conspirator and assisted in preparing and submitting independent government cost estimates for certain set-aside contracts to make sure that the predetermined bidder's proposal would be lower than the IGCE's. Now, the indictment alleges that the defendants made false statements, representations, and material omissions to federal government contracting officials about the IGCEs being legitimate and the sham quotes as being competitive. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks, Yuan. Next item. On June 29th, DOJ filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland seeking to enjoin Booz Allen from acquiring EverWatch. According to the complaint, Booz and EverWatch are the only competitors for a national security agency contract to conduct operational modeling and simulation services. Prior to the merger agreement, Booz and EverWatch competed head-to-head for that specific contract. Shortly before NSA was scheduled to release the RFP, however, Booz sought to buy EverWatch. DOJ in the complaint alleges that the proposed merger would eliminate competition for the NSA contract in violation of Section 1 of the Sherman Act because it imminently reduces the company's incentive to bid aggressively, and Section 7 of the Clayton Act because it substantially lessens the competition. According to DOJ, the transaction would eliminate competition for the defense contract, leaving NSA to face a monopoly situation unless the acquisition is enjoined. It's certainly an interesting case and something to keep an eye on during this busy M&A season with lots of interesting antitrust questions likely to come up. I'll turn it back to Yuan for one more update.
On June 21st, the DoD Responsible Artificial Intelligence Working Council released a report on its Responsible AI Strategy and Implementation Pathway, which defines the DoD's framework for responsibly developing, procuring, deploying, and using AI. Now, the framework is intended to direct the DoD's strategic approach for operationalizing the DoD AI ethical principles that were released in February of 2020, and it details the DoD's six foundational tenets: responsible AI, warfighter trust, AI product and acquisition life cycles, requirements validation, responsible AI ecosystems, and AI workforce. For each of those tenets, the report provides detailed lines of effort that set out discrete steps to be taken when implementing responsible AI strategies. Now, the report also provides a higher-level overview of the DoD's implementation approach. It explains that these policies and guidelines are enterprise-wide and are going to apply to all organizational entities within the DoD, but that execution itself is going to be decentralized and should fit within the context of each organizational entity's existing processes. The report also highlights the need to utilize a comprehensive risk management approach that continuously identifies, evaluates, and mitigates risk, but also tailors risk mitigation actions to the scope of the AI work. And finally, the DoD notes the need to maintain an iterative approach to developing AI best practices. So this was really a highly anticipated next step for the DoD in carrying out its AI ethical principles adopted 2 years ago and in making its responsible AI strategy actionable. Back to you, Peter.
Great. We will close this edition out.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.